My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
All right, call your shot. What potential surprise do you foresee for the Texans this season? 713-572-4610. Where on that text line, somebody got on there and said from 713, I remember that night of Andre fighting Cortland. Mm-hmm. He was at the Rockets game and got a standing ovation. And yeah, I honestly had forgotten that.
That is absolutely true. I do remember
that
now.
Sound about right.
Yeah, I do remember it now. That is that, like, he was like, oh, hey, Andre. Standing ovation. I'm fixing to beat his ass.
Jokes aside, right? Like being in, with all honesty.
Hey man, I'm finna beat his ass.
Yeah, man. We quoted that probably about 3-4 times in the break, just been laughing.
It's just because it makes you laugh. It's when you hear it.
Hey man, I'm finna beat his ass.
That's right. You might hear that from here on out. If I hear that from Andre Johnson, I'm running.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I don't want no smoke.
Because you also can't forget, that's a big human being.
Oh.
That's a very big human being.
Yes, it is.
He's a gentle man, but you also don't want to try him. All right, but yeah. ESPN put together a list of they predicted a surprise for all 32 NFL teams, is Dan Graziano, senior NFL reporter. And that got me thinking, like, what is the thing that you would think maybe a little surprising from this Texas team? And I imagine that there's probably going to be a lot of positive. Maybe you have a negative one.
Yeah, I was kind of leaning positive, but I bet you there are a couple that we can kick around here. I'm thinking, would it be a surprise to say Kamari Lassiter? At this point, because we've been seeing it since minicamp, we've seen him in some preseason games and some scrimmages and stuff. So I'll put it this way: I think the surprise might be really good, like not just hey they got a cornerback that's decent opposite Derek Stingley. I think Kamari Lassiter might be the best surprise. I put it that way.
I don't think it's a surprise around here because we've been talking about him from the beginning.
Yeah.
But I think nationally, I don't think they looking at Kamari Lassiter might be really good.
Yeah. I think he might be really good.
You read ESPN? Is that what happens here?
Is that what they have?
Dan Graziano, don't be surprised if Kamari Lassiter wins Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Oh, wow.
Right? Hearing, Texans coaching staff has been impressed with Lassiter, the second round pick out of Georgia. The team believes he can be an impact starter in his rookie season.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, that's where we are at this point. Mm-hmm. A few people I've spoken to in the building have told me, unsolicited, by the way, about the way Lassiter has held his own in the battles he's had with Stephon Diggs during training camp practices, with Stingley establishing a reputation as a corner opposing offenses want to stay away from. Teams are likely going to try to throw at the rookie on the other side.
Yeah,
that will present opportunities for interceptions, and if Lassiter can cash in on those, that's the kind of stat that helps you win this award.
Yeah. I didn't read that. You know, because you had mentioned that you wanted to talk about this.
Yeah.
So
I intentionally tried to keep this away to see if you ended up in that place. And that's exactly what you did.
So, you know, great minds think alike. And so do mine and Dan Graziano. But So maybe if that's not like a big surprise around here, the other one I have, and maybe this is just hope upon hope. I think British Brooks could be a real impact player.
I think
it's not just going to be the occasional block here and there at fullback, the occasional, you know, play on special teams. Because if you really think about it, There's still, as I said yesterday, Damian Pierce is still a man without a country, so to speak. Joe Mixon's the starter. Cam Akers is the backup.
Yeah.
Ogunbowale has his role as spelling a guy and special teams. Damian Pierce doesn't really have a place, you know, like where you're going to pencil him in. I could see British Brooks maybe catching some balls out of the backfield. Because keep in mind, the other fullback candidates are tight ends.
Yeah.
You know? So that means British Brooks is going to have some potential touches.
And some of the beauty of using a fullback in the system as we see it utilized with the Niners and other teams that have kind of, borrowed the system.
Yes.
Is seeing that fullback, you know, create a mismatch and then go and beat them.
And it's a surprise.
Catch the football, right?
Yeah.
We see that a ton with Juszczyk, right?
Yeah.
With the Niners, right? That type of stuff. So, yeah, I could absolutely see that happening.
Those would be my two.
Can I go back to the Kamari Lassiter front? One of the reasons why that would be a surprise, if you look at the odds for Defense Rookie of the Year this season, at least as recently as the 14th, as recently as a couple of weeks ago. I'll see if I can find something that's a little bit more updated here in a second. Laiatu Latu, the Colts defensive lineman, has the best odds. Dallas Turner, second. Jared Verse, third. Byron Murphy, fourth. Terrion Arnold, fifth. I mean, you keep going and going and going all the way to plus 6,600.
Oh, wow.
Plus 6,600, Kamari Lassiter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those are pretty long odds. It's a good number. I mean, look.
If you believe, that's a real good number.
If you're a betting man, and I don't know if I am, but I might have to convince myself to be so, seeing that number.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a bad place to put just a little bit of scratch
just
on.
Just sprinkle.
And just let that sit there.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the logic stands and is very solid. Mm-hmm. And I think this might go into one of the things I was thinking offensively. But I think that you have the opportunity. One of the things we talked about is this defense could possibly be a lot more opportunistic with the ball in the air. Possibly when you look at the idea of this offense putting up points to the point where defense or other teams need to feel like they need to go for it. Plus, if you're good against stopping the run, forcing teams into positions where they need to throw the football, you have guys that could possibly bring the ball down. Hopefully that gives him an opportunity to really do something special.
So those are my two guys, Lassiter and British Brooks. But I got one more in mind as a long shot, but I want to know what you guys think.
Okay, and you're going just kind of straight players here.
Players. Yeah. In terms of what might be a surprise. Where are you going with it?
Mine is not players, but kind of a facet of the game in some ways. If you look at the entirety of the season last year, and maybe this is not fair because this kind of shifted in some ways, but at the entirety of the season, the Texans were average, maybe slightly below average red zone touchdown.
Okay.
And that did get better over the course of the season. I think that this is going to be a top five, maybe arguably top three red zone touchdown team.
I could see that. 100%.
And I think that might be a little bit of a surprise. And again, that might be nationally because, again, you got to the latter parts of the season and that definitely had an uptick. And, you know, once you got into late weeks and then also into the postseason, this was a highly regarded team, or this team was pretty high up when it came to scoring in the red zone. Top 10, right, in that regard when it came to red zone touchdown percentage. I think that they have the opportunity to be elite in that regard, and I use elite kind of very top echelons, top 5, top 3 maybe, when it comes to getting into that red zone and scoring. I think the thing that'll be interesting is, are they able to run the ball in the red zone?
That's
but
the other one,
I think
that's a surprise.
They have a ton of guys when you talk about, you know, wide receiver options, big bodies, you know, quick bodies that they can, and then also they're going to throw the ball out of the backfield. Joe Mixon is going to be really good for these types of things. I think that they have so many different options that they are going to be able to feast once they get themselves inside.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The 20.
No, that's a good one because I have long been saying that I feel like Tank Dell is a red zone must because he just gets so open and in tight spaces so much. But now you got Stephon Diggs too.
Yeah.
And he might be, they could, and Joe Mixon, you know, as you just mentioned, like Joe Mixon running or receiving out of the backfield. Red zone, boy, that would be a development. That would be a really good development there. The other one I had that I think, and it's a long shot, admittedly, but last year, Blake Cashman had that D'Amico pixie dust, as I've often said.
Sure.
What if it goes to Jake Hansen? He's going to have some opportunities.
Oh, okay.
He's going to have some opportunities.
That would be a fun surprise. Right? I like what you're doing here.
Yeah, because Christian Harris, who knows, you know, and Henry To'o, who knows.
Can be a little up or down.
Right. What if Jake Hansen gets that little sprinkle and all of a sudden fills that role as a guy that can, you know, not just, you know, play the linebacker position, but maybe cover a little bit more, a little better, and make some plays.
Yeah, I like that. And that would, again, go a long way in assuaging some of our you know, trepidation when it comes to the linebacker core, right? That's another really strong piece that you would have in addition to when Christian Harris is ready to play again. But then also, you know, To'o feels like a guy that they'll lean on in some ways. Just, it feels weird to say out of necessity.
Yeah, I think
you understand what I mean.
I feel like it is.
And I think they have belief in him and his capabilities. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that like it's undeserved, but just kind of out of necessity of, hey, you have to be in that role and we trust you to do that. And then you give yourself what? In that instance, four linebackers that you feel really strongly about, that would be a really good place to be because then you have four linebackers. I'm not worried about you.
Oh, no. No, if he can play and just be productive, I'm not talking about being a Pro Bowler.
No.
But just be like a Blake Cashman type where people are like, whoa, you know, where'd that come from? You know, Cashman was basically just a special teams guy. I mean, he played some, but before he got here, he was mostly like special teams, spelling people. Then all of a sudden, he's making plays all over the field, made a big play, I believe, against Jacksonville with an interception. And if Jake Hansen just shows a little glimpse of that, that'd be a great surprise for this defense.
I'm surprised. I kind of set this up in such a way where I was wondering if anybody would do the very obvious thing of texting in and being like, the surprise is that J.J. Watt!
Oh, yeah.
So I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you, dear listener, not getting to that place. Are there any other teams that you're interested in seeing what maybe the surprise is? You want me to go around the division and see?
The division would be the ones, and it's funny you say that because I was actually thinking kind of in my mind, what would be the surprise? Would be Anthony Richardson in Indianapolis?
I think that I understand where you're going, right? That they have high hopes for Anthony Richardson, volatility, that type of things kind of took Graziano away from that. What he ultimately went with, don't be surprised if Jonathan Taylor wins Offensive Player of the Year.
Yeah, that's scary. Like, because I feel like the Colts are the scariest team in the division to challenge the Texans. And that would be even scarier. Jonathan Taylor's two best games last year were against the Texans. I mean, he's kind of become, you know, that Texans killer with the Colts.
He's the new T.Y. Hilton.
T.Y. We started out with Manning. Eugene. Started out with Peyton Manning. Then it became T.Y. Hilton. If Jonathan Taylor's the next guy, man, that'd be scary.
Around that division, the Jaguars. Don't be surprised if Brian Thomas Jr. has a big rookie season.
They're projecting that over there. They were high on him.
Is that scary? Because I know the Jonathan Taylor one is clearly very scary. If he's being that effective, and then you have the soothsayer that seems to be in the play calling with Steichen, right? That team could be really dangerous, clearly. Mm-hmm. Jaguars with Brian Thomas Jr. being really high level as a rookie season, is that as scary?
No, it's not nearly as scary because I don't have a lot of confidence in what Trevor Lawrence could do. But again, by extension, you know, if Brian Thomas Jr. has a good year, Trevor Lawrence is probably having a good year as well. But nah, that's a little bit kind of not as scary, I put it that way.
And to finish out the division, the Tennessee Titans, don't be surprised if Tony Pollard has a bounce back season. Obviously, they have Tyjae Spears in that backfield as well. But, you know, maybe not twice as many touches as Tyjae Spears, but, you know, considering Will Levis, a quarterback, all those things that he has experience, Pollard has, you know, been over 1,000 yards rushing the last couple of seasons, mm-hmm. right? They're looking at maybe he's able to be bounce back and be a really solid number one running back for the Titans.
Yeah, and it's surprising that he hasn't, you know, he didn't get more run, hasn't gotten more run around the league, because I think that's a great opportunity for him. And I still don't believe in the Titans.
Sure.
But between him and some of the things they've done on defense, and who knows with Will Levis, and they brought in Jones, you know, the linebacker just the other day, they're definitely thinking that they can make a run. Pollard would go a long way toward doing that.
Yeah, but I look around and I'm like, the one that really scares me is Jonathan Taylor, sure. kind of high end. Mm-hmm. If that ends up being the surprise, the rest of them, I'm like, that's cool. I'm still rolling with the way that these Texans are looking and not feeling too scary about that. Brian Thomas Jr., I do think that he has the opportunity to do something really good, and I think he will.
Yeah.
We were just talking about the fact that you have a cornerback that we feel confident for Defense Rookie of the Year, and then Stingley is becoming that guy, right? Mm-hmm. What guy is that guy, right? Go ahead and line up against those guys. I feel good about that. The Jonathan Taylor is where it gets interesting. And this team was solid run stopping last year, this Texans team. And I understand that he mm-hmm. done well against them. I feel a lot better about where they are headed into the season.
I think if that happens and Kamari Lassiter is really good, and however, whatever numbers or data you want to put behind that, statistics, I don't care. But if he's really, really good, I mean, just imagine what this defense, like, they'll be top five easy. Because you got the two guys on the edges that you have confidence in, presuming health, and then you have two cornerbacks that can shut down. I mean, where's the quarterback going to put the ball? Because he's not going to have much time to get the ball out.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, those are the best symbiotic relationships: mm-hmm. a staunch pass rush, and then a defensive secondary that can lock down, but more importantly, can be really opportunistic.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you have the possibility of pairing those things. And so, yeah, I'm super excited for that, especially like regular season wise. You get to the postseason and all of this has to click in a different way. You have to be able to stonewall folks, you know, with running the football, all of those things. But yeah, regular season.
If you have
season,
those two things happening,
cooking with grease.
Yeah, exactly. If the two ends are what we think they are, one of them is already proven in Danielle Hunter. And the two cornerbacks become, you know, quote unquote, shut down. Hell, I mean, it's almost a given that this defense is going to be a top five defense. I mean, certainly they could give up some runs and give up some checkdowns that, you know, to tight ends, and the safeties might be an issue, and Jalen Petrie might be an issue. I get all that, but if you got two stud cornerbacks,
yeah, we can't run past the safeties might be an issue though.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm saying that. No, I get all that, but if you got two cornerbacks that are that good and two ends that are that good, you're so far ahead of the game defensively.
Yeah. Y'all got to let me live on the text line because from the 713, assuage, trepidation, easy, fella. No place for that in the loop. Hey, I'm just talking how I talk.
Dude, he's and talking honestly, my language.
If we're being completely honest, and now I'm just going to deflect, this is me lashing out in some ways. Y'all mad at Sean and Seth in the morning is really who y'all mad at. They be dropping way more language than I do, man. Don't get after me for this, man. And yeah, 713 also came back around. Is that the same 713? Nope, different 713. Yeah. So my bingo card is looking good. I had assuage and trepidation. Enjoy the show. Okay, very good. Now I'm going to be very cautious about
no,
the way
that I use
language.
No, please don't be. Please don't be.
Again, I am Nigerian. We just be using big words for no reason sometimes. That's how we are.
I'm over here back here like, who?
Appreciate you guys hanging out with us in the loop. Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's about that time to get some lunchtime confessions.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.